This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Momentum is building toward deployment of respirators to protect wildland firefighters. Murphy Woodhouse reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
At a minimum, wildland firefighters are exposed to 31 carcinogens and typically have no respiratory protection during their long, punishing shifts. But change could be coming. A bipartisan bill mandating the development of such a respirator was recently introduced, and federal agencies are studying improvements for protective equipment.
One of the key things that we found is actually that firefighters were not fundamentally opposed to the idea of respiratory protection because they were all very well aware of health hazards.
That's Rachel Jones, a professor at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health and co-author of a recent paper on firefighter attitudes towards respirators. She says that if implementation is handled well, fireline respirator use could become the norm in several years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Colorado has a plan to expand the state's beaver population. CPR Sam Brash explains.
The 150-page proposal calls for new efforts to support the aquatic rodents, widely seen as a keystone species for their ability to create ponds and wetlands. Those talents could also help guard watersheds against drought, wildfire, and climate change. The plan wouldn't limit beaver hunting, which wildlife managers say is already at a sustainable level. Instead, it calls for careful monitoring and new efforts to promote non-lethal management, like relocating beavers or devices to stop ponds from flooding roads or homes. Colorado Parks and Wildlife will take public comment on the strategy until December 17th. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's 6:06.